Are you looking for relief from stress, anxiety, or pain? If so, you may want to consider trying CBD. CBD is a natural compound found in the hemp plant that has been shown to have a variety of health benefits. CBD can help relax your mind and body, reduce inflammation, and improve sleep. It is also non-addictive and has no known side effects. If you're interested in trying CBD, check out our website at www.hypnotizeme.com. And remember, if you're not hypnotized, then you're not doing it right. That's hypnotizeme.com, www.hypnotizeme.com for our high-quality CBD products and drinks. Hypnotize Me, a sponsor of the Boss Fest podcast.
It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. They ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T. Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. How are y'all doing out there today? So, we got a real one going on in the building today.
Listen, you doing all that. I can't wait to tell people how I don't feel like you're relevant because you act old and you just be bringing us down.
Ooh, damn. Okay, we're going to start it off hot. Hey, Mike, man. So, hey, we glad you can join us on the Boss Fest podcast, but I'm old and I'm not relevant already. So we
going to start. Oh, man. Hot.
So how you doing today, bro?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm feeling the heat too. We in Florida, so it's a little warm, but we making it happen. No excuses.
That's what's up, man. So definitely thank you for joining us on the pod today, bro. We're gonna jump right into it because God dang, babe, my wife done hit me with a
bloop. I mean, you could do the intro, but nope. I've been waiting all day to tell you how unrelevant you are.
I am unrelevant. But we gonna talk to Mike. It's about being. It's
yeah, Mike, go ahead and introduce.
Because since I'm not relevant,
and if I don't feel like he relevant, I'm gonna call him out too.
He relevant. He, that man doing.
All right,
things.
Let's talk about it then. Introduce him,
Mike. I ain't gonna introduce you because I might get hit us across the head. So please introduce yourself to the people and let them know how relevant you is and how do we stay relevant. Shit.
Oh man. So my name is Michael Norado. I'm a serial entrepreneur in Central Florida. We own, right now, 5 brick and mortar businesses in the same plaza, as well as a couple online and different. Each business that we own is in a completely different niche. So we're kind of real diversified as far as our portfolio right now. And I also coach and consult on a daily basis with entrepreneurs and life coaching with people who are thinking about taking that step into entrepreneurship. That personal development goes right with it. So that's what we're doing right now.
Yes. I ain't gonna hate on it. He said they do life coaching too. He was feeling relevant.
You can't hate on life coaching.
I can't. No, hey,
Not right now. So listen, it sounds like you got your hand in a whole lot of pots, bro. How do you do that? Like,
What motivates you to say, I want to do all of this? But I guess the real question is, what made it, what motivated you to start even the first business?
How many questions you finna ask him?
A lot of them.
Yeah, we can dissect that. That's pretty simple. So number one, motivation is dead, and that's kind of what I teach a lot of people. If you're waiting to be motivated by somebody or something, like, you can go ahead and hang it up, because motivation is not gonna take you through the hard times and stuff. Because actually, you can get me fired up right now, or people listening to this podcast can say, "Oh man, I love what he say," and they can be talking about it, and we can become more relevant. But without them putting that one foot in front of the next foot, they really won't achieve anything. So the motivation is dead. And I mean, quite honestly, you need discipline. And that's where the life coaching comes in. Every one of my clients, before you can book one-on-one coaching with me for your business, mandatory you go through my personal development first, because you cannot grow business-wise. Everybody, I have this idea, I have that idea. You cannot grow business-wise unless you have discipline, anger management, relationships, your kids, how you treat your wife at home. Are you happy? You know, like, I can imagine me, there's a lot of stuff going on in our business right now, but I decide not to show up. What happens to my business? I'm going to get mad and I punch a hole in my, I have an anger problem and I punch a hole into my wall. Now I'm explaining to customers, I lost my cool one day. Like, how far do you think I would grow as an entrepreneur, as a public figure, somebody of influence? How far would that go? So it's really not about motivation. It's discipline. It's being able to make a decision and having the discipline, or creating the discipline, to be able to see it through. And it's not me alone. It's me and my wife that's doing these businesses. And something we kind of got tired of having the conversation, sitting around like, man, it'll be cool. And we all got the friends, or we're guilty of it ourselves. Man, it'd be cool if we started this business. Oh, did you hear what they opened up over there? That's kind of cool. What if we did a spinoff? Or what if we dropped this product? Or what if we started doing this service? And we decided not to be the what ifers. You know what I mean? Like, we execute. And win, lose, draw, we will always gain knowledge and experience from attempting the things that we want to pursue to be better. So it's all really about the action. And that's kind of how we got started. I'm a barber by trade. my first step into the brick and mortar business, because I was doing retail online prior, I was a barbershop, and I kind of understood the traffic. So now, and I'm sure you guys can see it, there's a lot of noise about social media. Everybody needs to have social media. But what people don't really understand is, yes, social media is important, but what social media does, it's a tool for traffic, right? The billboard that's on I-4 is a lot more valuable than the billboard that's in my plaza. You're getting millions of cars a day seeing this thing versus a couple hundred cars a day seeing this thing. And that's what social media is allowing, is creating that avenue for people to be seen more, be heard more, and be able to get their message out there. So that's how I look at the barbershop. We cut from drug dealers to doctors every single day, from little kids, all walks of life, white, black, Hispanic, you name it. My shop cuts it all. So with that, I said, man, I have traffic here. All I have to do is feed them another product. Doesn't matter what the product is. I figured out 80% of my clientele smokes at the time. Smoke shop. We love the vibes. We like the culture. We dropped a smoke shop. That's 2020. COVID shut us down for both. Coming out of COVID, we started playing with crypto. We started elevating our knowledge. And I said, man, I want to bring something to Lakeland, or something to the nation that nobody's ever seen before, something to really put my name on the map. And when I say my name, again, we're talking about me and my team here. We want to put ourselves on the map. So that's when we dropped the Relaxroom. And that Relaxroom put us on TV twice. And during that process, now we're playing Monopoly. We're kind of understanding the traffic and the flow of kind of how things are going. So there was two more spaces in the unit. And I was like, man, they just put an apartment complex. I'm probably beside one of
them. Yeah, it looked like your audio might have cut out.
Yeah, I don't know. Mike came here to teach.
Listen. We're gonna let Mike fix his audio. But listen, y'all hear the man. The man was dropping game already. The man telling y'all exactly what he's doing. He creating four businesses. Listen, I got to step back for a second, because what my man said is, listen.
He was shooting some shots at you.
Wait. He wasn't shooting no shots at me.
Oh, I felt like nothing personal.
No. It ain't nothing personal. But so when you started about coaching and mentoring and things of that nature. So my wife, you know, she's a big proponent on mindset and making sure that you're in it to win it and all this type of thing. So yes, she basically was saying, man, I would never make it to your coaching class because shoot, ain't that what you were saying, right? You're looking at me crazy. She said, I could never be a client of yours because I don't know. I ain't got no anger issues, but shoot, I got to get my shit together. So I'm like, God dang, like how can you dissect that from somebody? Like, and ain't nobody finna show you that they punching walls on day one through their resume. Like, how do you dissect that? It's almost like you got to work with them a little bit. But if they ain't already
paid you. Same thing as you have somebody who don't execute. People talk good game, but they don't execute.
People talk great game. So how do you dissect that in the beginning to realize that that's somebody I don't want to work with? Or is it like, as you come along and you see their execution is flawed, you're like, all right, bro, I know I said I would work with you and you done paid me X amount of money, but you ain't about this. So in my contract, I already got it lined out that, listen, if you ain't executing, then I ain't dealing with your shit.
So number one, I would say is raise your price. That the price is a qualification off rip. And it comes to a point where you're charging $25 an hour, $200 an hour, $1,000 per session. And you will come into contact with people who are on these different levels. And it depends on how you market yourself, right? We kind of attract the energy that we put out. So if I'm putting out the energy of slackness, like you guys respect my time because you kind of started to understand me and got to know me as a business professional, but your listeners wouldn't give me that respect off rip because they don't know who I am. So it's all about the energy that you bring to the table and you will attract the clients. Now, again, just like you said, they will have the slackness. The difference with the slackness is it ain't free. So if you slack, that's on you. You're coming to me for information. You want me to help you hold your hand and help you grow. And that's why we go through the personal development people. I don't care if you feel like you're an expert. Let's talk about the household. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Are you and the wife talking? What's the relationship like with the kids? Because maybe you didn't see the kids this week and we got this business idea and we're a year into this thing and now custody is an issue. And it just completely, you know, like triggers. That's what's going in my book. Everybody has different types of triggers. So there is some sort of rewiring that has to happen. If you enter the army right now, they're not just gonna, unless we're in war, they're not just gonna put you on the front lines. They wanna give you experiences. They wanna let you hear the gunshots. You gotta do a little bit rolling in the mud. You kinda gotta get the sweat, carry somebody. Like it's all a part of the training process and then you can qualify them as you go. But I have a strict, I guess, play-by-play rule book to every client that I come in contact with. And I do a little deep dive into their history. It takes me about 30 minutes to really, you become a good judge of character after doing it for a few years. And I've been doing it for about 5 years now. But it's, yeah, and if they're serious, if they're not serious, you just got paid for nothing.
I want to ask you, do you have a business coach?
Yes, I do. Okay, let me back up. I don't have a business coach that I'm paying right now. I do have a mentor that is business savvy, but I don't run to him with every single little business question. And I'm currently in the market for a specific type of business coach that's done things that I'm looking to do as far as elevating my coaching business and the reach, because I'm about to release a book and start my courses and stuff like that. So I'm kind of looking more people that spent more time on really big stages. But I 100% believe in paying for coaching and paying for mentoring, and everybody can't solve all of your problems. Mm-hmm. I believe you should have a life coach and I believe you should have a business coach. And just because you're good with business, you could suck at saving. You can suck at spending time with your kids. You can suck in your relationship and your marriage is on its last leg. You can be a great family man and have businesses and don't have a dollar to show for it. You can't, you're not organized. You're not keeping up with the everyday tasks. You're not staying relevant like the topic today. So I believe like I'm a mixture of both, but it's really, really good to have people that specialize in certain areas of your life that you can look up to and go to for a specific question and have that question answered. And also that's what you're paying for. If you're paying, you know what I'm saying, you want to get your money's worth on what you're paying for. So I want to back up and say something else. Before I started all of this, I used to be the guy, and I don't know if this can resonate with anybody listening or whoever does listen to this. I used to be the professional pocket watcher. And I used to be the guy that sat, I got the ads, you know, when I was starting to get into the feeling like, oh, $5,000 right now, learn business credit, learn how to fix it, do your regular credit, learn how to do taxes, money liens, learn how to do real estate, all that good stuff, right? And I'm doing in my head, I'm like, $5,000. And he got 30,000 people already signed up. He's making too much money, right? I call it the professional pocket watcher. And normally when you can't sleep at night because of those things, it's time to be for you to become an entrepreneur, because that's the biggest sign that you're breaking the numbers down. And it is that simple, but it's not about how much they're making. It's how much that money that you're exchanging for impact on your life and your situation. And like, you guys have podcasts. I haven't officially started my podcast yet, so I could come to you and say, hey, what's a good service to stream? You know, you guys have worked through the kinks. That's like me and my smoke shop, me and the relax room, me and the barbershop. When people come to me and ask me these questions, I've had experience. Why do you think these people with all these rings that made in the championships, they still got a coach? The coach don't have the championship. The coach is not on the court, but the coach got the knowledge that you can draw from. And if you can pay for it, that's the first investment. If you can't pay for it, that's your first investment. Save to be able to pay for it. And you skip so many steps, like, because you get to that point where it's going to be me and I got the chip on my shoulder and I'm going to grind it from the bottom up. And it's 2024, man. There's too much information out here. And it's too many people that figured out the sauce for you to be struggling for 2-5 years working out kinks that been solved. A couple $100 or a couple $1,000, they'll walk you right over that. You don't have to go touch the fire to see that it's hot. I can listen to the stories of the people who've been through it for years and give me that knowledge, and I can put my twist on it and be able to grow.
I feel you. So I want to go back to a comment real quick.
Yeah.
So it looks like this was a comment that was agreeing with you. It says, slackers don't want to pay real money. They want a discount. People who are serious will be willing to pay. And I think that's important, because through our business struggles, I think we've seen that people who want to pay the lower price don't really want to put the work in.
We've definitely seen that. But
yeah,
I noticed a lot in business. There are a lot of people claiming to be the experts and the masters of something. And sometimes they don't even have enough body of work to even quantify and to say that they is that person. So
absolutely. I got
two questions. Number one is, I know you said you want to hunt for a coach. So if you had to pick a coach right now that you would be willing to pay, that's out there in the market space, who is somebody you would like to learn from or get the game from?
I mean, so the coach I would love, who I would like to learn from. Okay, so these are my top people that I've been following them for years, and the minute, and I mean this with everything that I have, the minute I have the money, I will pay to be in the room with them. And that's how impactful it would be. It would be Patrick Bit-David. I don't know if you guys heard about him. If you haven't, he will show you how to get in the door with just about anybody for free online. His online content is absolutely amazing. His name is Patrick Bit-David.
Absolutely. I'm familiar with Patrick Bit-David.
Gary V. Patrick Bit-David and Gary V, as far as mindset on business and personal growth, is probably the most profound I've ever seen, because they're constantly innovating the game and they are creating new avenues. And it's really their mindset and how they look at business and their perspective is really, really interesting to me to answer that. Second, what was the second question? Run that back. So, you know, we're unpacking a whole lot of stuff here.
Yeah, yeah. I just gave you the first one now. I'm going to run you the second one now. Mm-hmm. But I like that. Listen, I'm familiar with Patrick Bit-David. I'm not sure about, you said Gary V.
Yeah. Gary V.
I'm not familiar with him, but I'm definitely going to look him up after we get off this pod to see that. But I know Patrick Bit-David is more or less a capitalist, multimillionaire. I think his portfolio right now is about 500 million. Owner of Valuetainment, did have a licensing company, an agency company, or insurance company, sold that. So he's doing big things. And even in podcasting space now, he's that dude. So I definitely agree with you on that. But I know them guys playing a more conservative type space. And
yes,
money wise, I would listen to them. Some of that other stuff, it's challenging. So
it is hard. I mean, and I don't get too deep into politics, but you have to be able to decipher, like, you have to vet the people that you're willing to listen to. Like, how much does it align with where you want to go? Right. And that's what it comes down to. If this is the direction that I want to go, and he's done it at a very, very, very high level, there's hidden gems. And they they make their content, their gold content that's producing the most likes, the most shares, the most views right now. They're giving away the sauce for free. They say give your best work away for free. But they're creating, they're what I call grandmaster storytellers. They can tell you the story and have you so hooked in that when you're sold, the people that's looking for a discount aren't sold on the outcome. If I told you there was $1 million in Tampa right now, you had to walk from Orlando and it'll take you 3 days to walk, but you knew for sure, I said, here's the exact code. This is where it is. X marks the spot. You'll be barefoot. There's nothing else that would stop you to get there, right? And the people that's there, it's not really about the money. They're battling their self on, they don't believe that what they're going to say. Because if you believe that, I told you, I can 50% your income or your revenue right now, your business in 6 months or less. If you give me access to your books, if you believe me, you'd pay me any amount of money. Because if you're doing $1 million, you'd be doing $2 million. If you're doing 500,000, you'd be doing, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you, and then the people who pay more. How do you feel when you pay, you ever bought a big toy, truck, car, something that you felt like, I'm gonna just buy this? How do you treat those things that you buy that cost that much more money? Like, you almost bring yourself up to that value. Like, man, I spent the money, so now I feel better about it. So the people who pay cheap and free, they're not gonna respect the information. And that's what social media is for. Like, you can get the nuggets on my story. You can get the nuggets when we start dropping to YouTube. You can get the nuggets, like, people are getting nuggets from this conversation right now. We're building a relationship. This is how you get and drop nuggets. But if you want that full sauce, one-on-one interaction, something to really grow and go through your books, that's when you book the call. That's when you get that one-on-one session. And sometimes it's not even about just the one-on-one session. Maybe, like, say, us three, we elevate within the next year or so, and we're on a completely different platform than we are now. And somebody wants to do business with me, but I know you could better serve them than me. And the goal is to get to you. But they paid my coaching and I hear their story and I say, you know what? This would be a good person for Kev to talk to and his wife. And that connection becomes a multi-million-dollar relationship without having to pay crazy. So sometimes you just pay to get in the room with the right people to have the right conversation, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. That's one of the reasons why we started the Boss Fest event. It's about building connections, getting in rooms, and how do we elevate our brand and our business. So I'm definitely feeling the game on this piece.
Absolutely. So run the questions. Let's hear it.
I feel like he also told people why they should get in the room.
He definitely told them why they should get
just
the room.
Can't pass that by, you know.
No,
that's important.
Yes. Yeah, you are who you hang around, and I mean, you start associating. If you can get in the room, it's easier to get somebody's attention. And sometimes being in the room doesn't mean it'll work the first day. So just because you get in the room with us doesn't mean it's going to be, everything is just going to go the way you want it to go. But guess what? The next time I see you in the room, the second time seeing you, now I've been able to shake your hand and say, hey, I remember that guy from last time, you know? And then it's the qualifications. And, you know, we all qualify people, man. I know I spend money to be at this event. You spend money to be at this event. So that means that gentleman spent money to be at this event twice, right? He's hungry. Let's see what he has to offer. And he might have something to offer me, or we might can barter information for service for information, service for service. You know, we can share ideas. There's a lot of different things that can happen, but repetition comes from what you repeatedly do. And if you want somebody to remember something about you or something that you say or do, you have to keep getting in the room. So now, for instance, let's just take me, for example, right now. Everything that I'm doing business-wise, I've been doing for the last 5 years. And we've added a business every single year. So 5 years ago, we started at no business, brick and mortar. Now we're at five. Nothing's changed in the last 2 weeks. But we've been on TV twice. And it's not about what you're doing. It's about who's giving you attention for what you're doing. So the fact that we did Fox 13 2 years ago and we went live on Fox 13 about the Relax Room, that was amazing. When I tell you we paid rent in probably 30 minutes, the amount of phone calls that came in, the love, I didn't know this was here, XYZ. It was beautiful, right? But it takes the right person to just say, hey, oh, I see you on. That's everybody said, I see you on a news. So now we did our story on all of our businesses on ABC Action News last week. And when I tell you, and again, you're talking to somebody that has 300, 50 followers on Instagram. I'm not crazy. I got more followers on Facebook, but I haven't been going crazy on Instagram. How did I end up on TV twice? And the fact that I've been on TV twice now is building the social proof. This might be somebody that you need to talk to. Man, I'm getting so many opportunities. People are trying to sell me buildings. They're trying to get in a room with me. I'm being invited into rooms that I would normally have to pay for, but because they see that I've already been on TV twice, I've had the mayor come in. I'm connected with the churches. We're doing so much in the community. They see something in me that they want to be a part of or get a piece of the action. So they're willing to help. That's where your foot soldiers come in. They're willing to help to get in the room, pay, be a part of. What can I do to be of service to you that maybe the next time you're on TV, I'm somebody that you shout out, or maybe they interview me at the same time. You see what I'm saying? So it's like right place, right time, but you have to play chess and build those people that's putting one foot in front of the other. Like, you have to think down the road a little bit and actually start planning your direction and your route on what you would like to achieve on the route. So
I'm with it.
I don't want to give y'all too much to unpack. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to break it down.
No.
You don't want to drop too much game.
No, we dropping game because you giving coaching. So at the end of this, if you like, hey man, here's my coaching course. This is how you reach me. Then
yeah, for sure.
Build your portfolio. Absolutely. You touched on something there. You like, hey man, I'm doing certain things. I'm getting certain energy. I'm building a name for myself, even though I'm not, don't have my strong social media presence right now. How am I doing it? And now there's a lot of people that want to be attracted to you and the energy you're giving out. My question to you is, how do you decipher the people that's trying to build with you versus the ticks? We all know what a tick is. It hits your body. It sucks your blood. It's trying to take life force out of you. How do you decipher the people that wants to truly be a stepping stone in their own career and your career? Because I believe in it. If I'm coming to you for something, I need to be of value to you so that you can see that I can be valuable and you give it to me. Versus me saying, oh man, I see what you're doing. Can you help me? It's almost like that tick effect. How do you decipher that piece of it out of people that's now coming to you?
Yeah. So right now, all ticks are still views. All ticks still come with views, likes, shares, and they still play a role. The ticks play a role. You'll never get rid of the ticks. You have to learn how to use the ticks to your advantage. Okay. So it's never, you can never, it's like a trust, you know, you got to level them up. It's a trusting and, it's like you can't sit here and wait for somebody to build trust. Like, again, you have to be able to decide, can I use this person inside of my network right now? If I cannot, is there something for me to, is there a position that I can put them in and use them for them to grow mentally, physically, spiritually that could be of more value to me as we grow and move forward? So there is a lot of attention coming in. And it's like, this is not open doors for everybody to just jump on the team. Everything, your business will rise and fall on leadership. So the way you lead will set that tone. And once you set that tone, people, like, again, as people get to understand and know me, man, I don't want to, they'll start looking out for you without you even having to say anything. Man, I know Mike is super busy. Man, I appreciate you taking your time today. I didn't have to say anything. I probably had a free day. But Mike got five businesses. He got this, that going on. But you got to make sure that that information is out there for them to treat and respect you in that way. And then it's a, what would be a good word to use for this? Like, you have to climb the corporate ladder. So the access to you, like, I don't entertain just the small conversations anymore, right? And if I feel like you're trying to grow and this and that, well, hey, I got a book for you. You know what I mean? You don't want to read the book? I mean, all the nuggets are in the book. See what I'm saying? Hey, I have this video for you.
His brain.
I heard that. He said, don't pick his brain.
Yeah, that's probably the most disrespectful thing. You're not going to tie up my time. If I'm charging you, if you wanted to sit here and book with me and I'm charging you $250 an hour, minimum 2 hours just to start the conversation, $1,000, depending on the size of the company, why would I let somebody else sit here and pick my brain and they lack the basic understandings of business, personal development, and they come in, I mean, I'm going to just tell you straight up, they come in there, shit, man, I was thinking, man, you know what would be a good idea, Mike? You know what they need over here? I hear this every single day, and you have to be able to set yourself apart and let them climb that ladder with you. And again, I will open the door for opportunities that serve my vision and each other immediately, right? If there's a player that comes in and I love, and again, energy can, you know, lions see lions, you know what I'm saying? You can read that energy off of somebody and they're following, and you can tell, and everybody got to do their due diligence. So like, when you hear me talking this stuff, go look at my page. You'll go through 10 years of positivity. There's so much things that happened in that last 10 years, But you will never catch one single post of, oh, today, oh, gas price. You know, like, no complaints. We have to grow and adapt and pivot when necessary. And when you when you're able to see and do that for yourself, then you feel like, man, this guy is worth a talk, or he's worth listening to, or maybe I need to buy this time to get in with him because maybe he can help me go where I'm trying to go. And again, I don't have all the experiences in every business, so I might not be the best fit. Kev might be the best fit. The wife might be the best fit for that situation, and you're able to be passed off to those people and maybe hopefully be able to do business later on. So it's like a little qualifier, you know what I mean? Like, the energy, you put off the right energy, that'll get rid of half of the noise. And you can't entertain the small talk. I don't do the small talk and, oh, let's just hang out and I want to pick your brain about a few things. And they feel like dinner. I can't tell you how many people call me like, Mike, I'm gonna take you out to dinner. You and the wife spend $100 on y'all real quick. And we're going to sit down and talk nothing for 2-3 hours. Absolutely not. Like, your time is money. And the more you climb that ladder, they say rich people think in terms of minutes. Like, my minutes are valuable, right? So I'm not going to come shoot the shit with you, for lack of better words, just because. And nothing comes about this conversation at all. And the reason I'll do with other people is because they've already paid. So whether or not you feel like wasting my time, I'm paid for my time, right? And that's funding the kingdom, what we're trying to do here. So, you'll never fully trust everybody, and you will never get rid of the ticks. But if you learn how to put the ticks to work, and it works and serves your vision, you have a beautiful thing coming forward. And again, the more better your energy, people will straighten themselves coming to you. They'll straighten up. Like, man, I'm in the presence of greatness. You know, if you hear, you know, whoever your favorite baseball, football, soccer player, whatever it is, when they come in the room, we hear the president coming. Oh, man, who's here? Let me straighten up how I look. You know, but you know, you didn't care about it 10 minutes ago until you felt like you were in the presence of greatness. So that's what you have to do. You have to be great, and they'll adjust.
How you feel about what he's saying?
Been a lot of, I'm dissecting all of it, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, how he has so much time to do all this,
all the 5 businesses
and coaching and stuff like that. Like I'm thinking about all of it. Like, damn, my man say he got 4 businesses, brick and mortar, 5th coming on the way. I know we seen the relax room, so we know. And my boy bouncing between all 5 locations. Like, we ain't gonna focus on that. What I'm gonna say is, I know you said you and your wife is doing it. So my question to you is, how instrumental has she been in this process for you and being this entrepreneur?
Man, I'm gonna just keep it real, and I can speak directly to the men. Men, pick your queen. Let me tell you something. Don't let your queen pick you. Don't let no female pick you and say, this is who I want. Don't be chosen. Men, step up, and you need to pick your queen that aligns with the vision that you have. When I tell you, my wife Julie is the
I wanted to stop the anyway. Why can't you be chosen?
Ooh. Yeah,
hold on. Awesome. We about to.
No, I just.
We can get it. We can get it cooking now. Hold on. Let me get this new Bluetooth phone.
You finna start something now. Here we go. He told me I should have chose. I need to choose. You know what? I did.
You die on your. What are you doing?
It's been so long. I was like, did I choose? Yeah, I did choose.
Oh my gosh, nobody even talking about us. I just want to understand why a man should choose. Why you can't be chosen.
But I guess he's going to dig into that. Because if you ask me, it's almost like a woman getting on her knees and proposing to a man. So I like what he's saying. So are we going to let him finish his thought?
I'm going to dissect all of it. I probably need to get this.
The next thing you finna ask is like, hey, Mike, I could take you out to dinner?
Yep, sure is.
Can y'all hear me good?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, so I actually can hear it through this little speaker. So it's all, we can just make it Beats Pro.
Make it work.
Connect.
Listen, Mike say he don't get rid of the ticks. He got to use the ticks. So
he also said, don't be trying to pick his brain. But here you go. As soon as the conversation over, going to text him. Man, you want to go out to dinner?
Want
to
go out to dinner?
I like Applebee's. You like Applebee's?
All that.
Okay, here we go. Y'all can hear me?
He gotta find something to do with these ticks. So
let's back up to that. Like choosing your queen. As a man, you have to be so sold on your vision, and it's okay to not have it all the way figured out. But we get so sidetracked. We get so sidetracked in like different desires and different things that we want to do so much. If you don't have a clear vision on, let me back up. I tell people this. How do you want to die? Let's just get real. Do you want to die with a bunch of kids? You know, the family reunion and got 500 people here. They're all 2-3 generations down. Do you want something personal and private? Just you and the wife in Hawaii somewhere. You know what I mean? Like if you can take time out to have that real serious conversation with yourself to see how you want it to end, you can backtrack and decide what steps you need to take. For me personally, I want a big family, right? So we need to start having more kids right now. And then in order to be able to take care of the kids, we need to have the funds and the space to grow them and nurture them in that way that we would like them to grow up. So that's when I said, like, align with the purpose. And then you pick, like, if I want to drive to California right now, I wouldn't take a little Honda Civic. Right. You want the car that's lifted, that's going to be able to handle the terrain, the mountains, the elevation. Right. That's your wife. The direction you want to go, the destination that you have in your mind. You don't want somebody that's easily temper tantrum, needy, whatever those pet peeves are for you. You don't want that to hinder. That's supposed to be your peace. That's supposed to be your motivation. That's supposed to be your home comfort, your tension relief. And I speak about that a lot. I don't want to get too deep, but we can go there a little bit. Because a lot of men, you know, we get built up anger. But when you have a wife that you can release that anger on in a great way, right? Now we're de-stressed and we're able to tackle the day. You have a wife that's rubbing your shoulders and giving you the things that you want. And it's not about yin and yang. Everybody's like, well, I'm good at this and she's good at that. So it just works. You have to find that 70% and then the 30% that y'all don't agree on, which is fine. As long as she has the qualifications of the growth that you're trying to do. And I'm not saying to change anybody. I'm not saying that you need to pick up somebody and be Captain Save somebody and change this whole person. And I'm falling in love with what I can make her. It's not about that. You need to be sold on your vision. And who do you decide to be your arm candy, your partner in crime? And it's a benefit if they're able to bring that knowledge and that savviness to the table. Like my wife, she makes me a lot more approachable. I'm gonna be straight up. So to give you an example, like if I hopped in your wife's inbox right now, hey, what's up? I could be wanting to do business. Hey, can I get on you guys' podcast? Can I do XYZ? Right? If I don't have pictures of my wife and stuff, there's so many mixed signals shot there. You don't ever know what's going on. But the minute you go on my page and I'm firm in my relationship, in my marriage, and you see my kids, this is a family man that's wonderful with his wife. Let me see what we have to talk about, because he do own a whole bunch of businesses. Let me see, you know, now I'm getting the DMs back and the response time is great. So again, you have to pick your queen. And not saying things happen, you know, things happen, things don't work out. The first go around, the second go around, you got kids here, there, grown, whatever, things happen. But the firmer you are on your vision as a man, and it's not about women 50-50, like I personally, I don't believe in any of that. If you can step up as a man, because if you can take care of 100%, there's less shit for you to deal with. There is no more compromising. There is no, I don't feel like this is because I want you to be and grow and do this thing with me. Now, when me and my wife got together, my first investment was for her to leave her job. And I'm gonna be honest with you, like the girls, you know, she was in an all-girl environment. The periods were syncing up. You know, that nurse vibe setting, they're complaining about this one and the work talk. Oh, this person's and their wife, they're not doing this and they're not getting none together. They're not growing. This is what's happening. And now all that energy is coming back where? Home. Babe, this is what happened at work. This is what happened at this set of time, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, how am I focusing on becoming a serial entrepreneur? And this is with me with no businesses, right? So you can imagine I'm just sitting here on the bed, like my mind is going, like, how can I be great? And I have to hear this every day. So I sat down one day and say, what is it going to take for you to kill that all the way? I want you with me and build this empire that we're aiming for together. And we did the numbers. There go my first investment. Now I got my wife full time to be able to chase and grow. And of course, she had to grow physically, mentally, and spiritually, just like I did. But she had all the qualifications. And again, you have to understand, when you take that hunt out of a man, and I'm just speaking as a married man, I'm not telling nobody out here what to do. But when you take that hunt, I'm not hunting for anything. I can put all of that hunting energy, and all men can know what I'm talking about, into pursuing these goals and dreams and visions of what I want to get. You understand what I'm saying? So that's where I say it's really, really important to just pick who you want to be beside you and to grow with you. And they're able to grow, you know, like we're doing a shift right now. We're trying to grow into some things that she wants to do, because these last 5 years kind of been what Mike wants to do. So let's let her. And then there's so many benefits, like women-owned business, minority, like there's so much other avenues that you can go with that soft touch of the wife, that it's just a beautiful thing if you're able to sit down and put it all together. But imagine, let's just back up. Imagine me attempting to do this and pursuing women at the exact same time. Your brain is instantly shot. You know what I mean? Keeping up, and you're trying to, you know, you're shopping here, you're doing this, you're doing that. Then your whole entire legacy is at risk, because you meet the wrong one or you do the wrong thing. Now you're in a scandal. Your name is not good somewhere. And this guy, he's everywhere. Right. So it's when you can hone in on that person and be able to choose that queen for that assignment that you have for yourself, you're going to be great regardless, because you know you got you, and then you have, and you're blessed, and God will help you find them. You're blessed to have that person walk into your life, and you guys able to build on that foundation. And that's what we're doing, man. And it's probably the most beautiful thing I ever did ever.
Right. So you touched on several things there. So we're gonna pivot a little bit, because I don't want these women in their chats attacking and stuff and going off of.
I mean, like, it was so many things that I could, I guess, like, go into or like elaborate on, but I feel like that would need its own separate podcast.
Yeah, that's why I said it's really like
he gave us about FOMO podcast topics. I'm gonna have to add to the book.
Oh Lord, yeah, we got to do this again.
Yeah, we gotta do. Yeah,
I mean, because he talked about picking your queen as though like y'all come put together.
Ew.
Oh no, so it takes a lot of work on my that's so, you know, I'm not picking no queen broke, and I'm not, you know, and unsure of my future. So let's put it like this: with or without Julie, entrepreneurship is my route. Right, like that's when she met me. I was like, babe, I'm working in a barbershop right now, but I need my own barbershop. How do I do this? You know. Like, I need to focus on this. This is what I need to do. So, you know, you need to get as a man, you do need to get yourself together to be able to
hold your own, not come to the woman with your hand out, like, please help me. You know what I mean? Like, you do need to be able to stand on business and hold your own and have a clear vision, because women want to be led. You know, they don't want to have to come in and make all the decisions for the man. It gets annoying. Anybody, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to have to do every single little thing for this man, because then what do we have? A dependent, right? You got a child. You don't want that. So the faster you can be set, and that's why I say you need to be set in stone on your vision and your goal. And it's not about your dreams. Like, you know, if you use your life as a stepping stone, hey, I'm going to use this job, but this job is going to put me in the room with this person, and this event is going to put me in the room with that person, and this is how we're going to do this, and this is how we're going to do that. If you can make those decisions, you will attract that person that will fit and work together moving forward. But it's been very beneficial, and I'm extremely happy about it.
So I'm glad it worked out for you that way. I know a lot of people, men and women in different environments, be like, that might not necessarily be the route. So everybody's destined, like I said, everybody's end goal. And everybody, we don't have always had the same destination, the same route and stuff.
100%.
Like, like I said, you got to do what works for you. I know a lot of men who step into this space, business, even just in daily life, you know, we're still trying to figure it out. I know still grown, well, you can consider them grown-ass men who just now coming into figuring out, man, what it is I want to do. Me being in my 40s exactly. Now, I'm pivoting now, because what I thought I wanted to be in my 30s, is now slightly shifting. I was more or less
100%
America. Let's do these things and stuff like that. And the more and more I become immersed in this entrepreneurship and this game here, I'm like, oh man, this is something different and something new. And I have to now shift my corporate mindset to an entrepreneur mindset. And my wife had figured out that shift a few years before me. So it was like, mm-hmm. You know, she was kind of leading that narrative, because in my mind, you know, I was like, listen, if I'm providing for my family, we got a stable income, we done built ourselves up, we got a nice life. If you think about the American dream and what a man mm-hmm. is supposed to do and provide for his family, I have built and achieved that American dream. But
yes,
my wife, she's always been like, I'm going. I want to do more. I want to have more. I want to be more. And once she gets focused on something, you know, she attacks. And that transition for anybody in these developments, you know, it can be challenging at times. So I know it sounds like you have a great partner that sees your vision, that sees your dream, and like, all right, man, we going. But what happens when the pivot happens? Because it's going to happen. So she's following you right now. What happens?
Yeah, 100%.
You know what? We've helped build this. I know we have this good life, but I now want to be this. I know you said she had a background in nursing. Maybe now she wants to go back into that field in her own space, and that's now going to consume, I don't know, 16.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie. Like, we sat down and we hashed that out at the beginning, and I know for sure that's not something what she want to do. Anything that she does want to do is entrepreneurial. And
women change their mind all the time. I said she could be
her own. 100%. But you have to be able to create that lane for them to grow in and be able to explore those things that they want to do. Because her growing in the direction she want to grow in, if I'm a serial entrepreneur and we have our ducks in a row and our finances okay, and I'm able to spend more time with the kids while my business is already growing, while she wants to pursue, like, we have to create that safe place. We have to become more efficient. Is the problem comes when you try, when those moves happen and you're not straight in your pockets and your mindset, and she's not straight in her pockets and mindset, or the kid's schedule is not right, then we have big hiccups, if that makes sense. But if you are locked in, like, there's no money stress, which a lot of relationship is around money stress, there's no money stress and mental stress, you have a safe place to say, I can pursue this hobby now. Like, I'm going to spend this time and I'm going to pursue this hobby, or I'm going to allow you to go pursue what you want to do while I go pursue what I want to do. But it doesn't change our core values. Like, your core values must be locked in. And again, it comes down to making a decision. Once you make that decision to grow that way, it's locked in for me. You know, I'm not doing this. I'm not on the hunt for another wife or something. You know what I mean? Like, she's more than welcome to make those decisions that she want to pick up something. And she already gave me like 15, 20 different ideas. But hey, what do we do this? What do we do that? She sounds like me now, you know? So let's do it. I'm more than, you know, but we understand that kids, right? We have to situate the kids. Can't just move the kids all over the place doing stuff crazy. We want to make sure home is right. We want to make sure we are right. And we see eye to eye. And we just create that space for her to go do her thing and for me to go do my thing.
That sounds good. In theory, it sounds real good. But when you think about it from the dynamic of, because I know you got young kids, right?
Yes. Nine, one about to be nine and one about to be one.
All right. So you got young kids. And you say you want a big family. So I would assume that you want more kids. So what's your number?
Oh, absolutely.
So what's your number?
My number, man, I'm telling you. So right now, the number,
first off.
Yeah. The number with the wife, her new rule is I need an acre per child. So we need to buy some property. Every child that we got another acre. Just to, you know, make a fun goal. I'm really realistically thinking like two more, just to be able to move swift, and we don't need the sprinter bus every single where we go. Cause these kids growing at a rate where my son is about to be 9 years. He's eight. He's about to be nine, and he's already 130 pounds. Just disgusting. Just getting big, you know? So, you know, the standard American size is going up and up and up. So you're gonna need big vehicles out here to tote these big kids around. So yeah, I'm thinking about two more. So make it like four, five max five.
So with that dynamic, with, you know, you creating that family dynamic, there has to be someone that's anchored in the house, which means that somebody has to sacrifice something. which means that she sacrificed to be the family anchor while you pursue the business dream? And is that the, and then is that the role that she wants? And does she feel, how do you say, how do you stay relevant? Does she feel relevant in y'all businesses?
Oh, she's super well. She would rather not be, honestly. She, my wife is like, I'm okay with not being known ever, right? And I'm the complete opposite. And I enjoy that peace of mind of kind of like just, but we started all the wrong businesses to not want to be known. How do you start a barbershop? How do you do all these things and not put yourself out there? And we understand the traffic dynamic. So the more we put ourselves out there, she sees the dollar amount that comes in from us going on the news, us putting ourselves out there, me doing the pay it forward events, walking around Lakeland, giving away passes that other people bought, stuff like that. Like it gives that story, and she understands and respects it, and she'll show up when she needs to. But if it was up to her, you would never see her on camera. She wants that crib in the middle of the mountains with nobody. Like, that's the goal for her. Like, nobody's around, just us, homestead, family estate, enjoying the kids, and remotely handle business is like, would be the end goal for that. And as far as it's a dollar amount. So when you say somebody has to give up that time and somebody got to dedicate and sacrifice, I mean, that's when the grandmas come in. And again, if you have the right dollar amount with the family, and it depends on your support system, you know, you got people that don't have that. So everybody got to play the cards that they're dealt. So it's not like, this is not something every single person can do. You have to work. Maybe the parents aren't alive. You know what I'm saying? If the parents are they able to watch the kids? And I think the good thing for us right now is we have a about to be 9-year-old that's pretty responsible, that can keep the eye. And right now we bring our youngest son. We have a whole empty unit that we're going to turn into the restaurant soon. But that's basically the whole playroom kid area right now for my youngest son. So that's kind of how we maneuver. But as he grows, we also have a really big brother that can fill in that gap right now for that immediate. But the end goal would be to pay the grandmas, if that makes sense, to pay the aunties to, hey, hold this down while we go handle business. But we love having our kids 24/7. I'm not even gonna lie, like, we don't leave our kids on nobody. But again, everybody's different. So you just have to play those cards, the cards you dealt, like, figure that out and what that looks like for you. Maybe it might be more feasible to do the daycare, or, you know what I mean? So you kind of just have to kind of figure out for your situation and your schedule, your time slot, special needs. You know, kids have special needs and needs attention. So you kind of just have to work within your lane and to make the best out of it.
Okay. I feel what he's saying.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, I understand. Maybe I should say that. I understand what he's saying.
You said I feel.
I said
y'all in the same room. I like how you just look to the side. Like, what up?
I'm looking to the camera, sir. But yeah.
No, he was looking at me.
Do you see on the camera? You see a turn? Like, I'm looking at her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm looking past y'all.
Mm-hmm.
No. But yeah. I listen. I'm gonna say, man, when I was first introduced to you, I was like, man, I see this young brother over here. He's doing this thing. And I gotta give shouts out to my boy Lou from This, That, and the Other podcast. He's like, man,
you gotta
go to the relax room, right? And I was like, okay, we're gonna go to the relax room, we're gonna figure this thing out, we're gonna make some time, and we're gonna put it together. And my wife chose to do it on our anniversary. She was like, anniversary, we looking at different things. We're like, no, we're gonna just keep it simple. We got a big trip planned, and we know we're gonna be doing Africa and different things like that. And our anniversary and our big trip was like right around the corner. So we like, we're just gonna keep it simple. So we like, go check out the relax room. Check out the venue. We met with you, and just to see what you created over there in that plaza was amazing, especially as another Black man. You know, it's inspirational to see. You saying, hey man, I started off as a barber. I still got the barber shop. I got the smoke shop. I got the relax room. I got the ice cream parlor over here. And like, the ice cream was just so damn good. My wife's like, man, I can just eat the cone. Like, ice cream's busting, but this cone is phenomenal. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, baby, that's phenomenal. Amish ice cream right there, and that fresh waffle cone daily.
I said, God dang, like the cone is phenomenal. She was like, man, yes, this is something big. And we saw the additional space that you was creating for the restaurant and stuff like that. you know, that, you know, of course it was the makeshift daycare podcasting space in that moment, but the fact that you already had another goal in mind for this space, like, man, I know I want to create this type of food thing, and I already know how I can do it efficiently. It's just a blessing in itself. So you got 5 businesses. So now let's talk. I know we ain't got that much time, but I'm gonna get a little nosy right now. So
yeah, do your thing.
I know you touching 6 figures, but with 5 businesses, are you touching 7 figures yet? Or you almost there?
I'm not profiting 7 figures.
Okay.
And that would be the goal right now. And right now, I would say at the rate that we're growing, I'm still a local product, if that makes sense. If you love me and you know, want to do business with me or support me, you have to come local. What made me do my shift is I have to have a product that I can give. One, increase my giving, elevate my status, and be able to help a lot more people. And I can do that by becoming an author. And the conversation like we have like this, when you put them in a book, you have the conversation once. And the book gives you 2 unique flexes. One, that's something that anybody can support. They can go on Amazon, type in my name, buy my book once it's available. Or say that you guys get value from it and you guys are a part of a little league or a youth program or maybe just some adult coaching or whatever, and you find value in my book. You say, hey, Mike, either let's do a deal or let me buy 10, 15, 20 books, or let's meet halfway and sponsor. And if I would like to, like if my book was already done, I could say, hey, I have a PDF copy of my book. For everybody listening right now, you go to xyz.com and you can download this as a courtesy. So that way I can increase my giving. I have a product that I can go nationwide with and impact and help more people on your time. So I don't know what you're doing in the bed 2 o'clock in the morning. You might be bored. You might hit the light and say, let me crack open this book and get some knowledge real quick. You know what I mean? So if I start doing the video, so that's what creating the massive shift in me right now, to have a product that I can distribute throughout the whole nation or in the entire world and be able to touch those figures very shortly, because you're talking about a product once. And with that, we'll open more interviews, more podcasts, we'll be on TV again for sure. I can almost guarantee I'll be on TV again here shortly with the way things are looking and the phone calls that are coming in. And we'll be able to meet that attention with a product that we can give. And I really want to emphasize the giving. People want so much, but are you giving? Giving starts the receiving process. And I truly created the businesses in a way where I can give and see those smiles. I can, and especially how I did, and I'm pretty sure they'll tell you on this, that, and the other podcast, I will bless them as many times as I possibly can. Why? It comes with their listeners, their followers. Right now, this is what you call like a feature. When you get on a song, it's featuring this person. That means your audience gets to meet that audience gets to meet this audience, whether they knew each other or not. And as long as the goals align and matches, when you share audience, your attention grows and doubles. So if you're a 1 for 10 or 2 for 10, if I'm closing 2 out of 10 deals or 3 out of 10 people that come in contact with me on whatever product that I'm serving, then now I'm shopping in a pool of 500,000 people. What's my ratio? Your numbers mandatory go up. So I love giving, and it's just a unique way to kind of spread that good vibes. I'm such a good into the good vibes, man. I'm telling you, people like, I'm tired of being a good person and nice guys finish last and all that stuff. You couldn't pay me to stop being a good person. And it's so easy to be a good person now in 2024 because a lot of people aren't doing it. They're not doing it. And you can make, and you never know the impact that you have on somebody's day with the smallest compliment, the smallest extra 2 seconds with the conversation. And you just completely transform their day. I can't tell you how many times people come into the smoke shop and, man, I got this going on and that going on. I said, okay, you ever heard about the Relax Room? Let me take you over here. Oh man, this is cool. This is pretty awesome. I said, I'll give you a free 20 minutes right now, just so you know, so you could try it out. Man, I'll end up leaving them in there for about an hour. And they come back and they're just so relaxed. And they're like, Mike, you don't know how much, you don't know the type of day I was having. And that's just such a blessing. They tell their mom, their auntie, their spouse, their kids. And that, I say I gave away an $80 package, right? Brings in $5,000. And I've seen it happen so many times. I will continue to give to my last breath. And that's going in my, I have a whole chapter on giving starts the receiving process. I call it the drug dealer effect. They, you see how they give out the samples? They got to see how good you are. And once they get hooked on how, just like y'all taste the ice cream, now y'all know it's like, it ain't about me hyping it up. Y'all tasted it for yourself. You tried it for yourself. You've experienced the relaxed room. It's like moving forward. You know how to speak. And sometimes it's not even words. It's your facial expression. Like, man, let me, man, this guy, man, this place sold. But me as a business owner, if I was out in the street, hey, come to the relaxed room. Y'all seen it online. They don't, people don't care. I'm the owner. Of course, you're going to say it's great.
I seen that. I seen you giving them tickets away. Look like you was downtown Lakeland. At one of
Farmers Market.
I ain't gonna say them other people events, but you ain't look like you was at one of our events and you were trying to get them something free and they was looking at you like, who is this Negro trying to give me this ticket? And even after you said, hey, this is free, come check me out.
Yeah, they already paid for
your hand. I was like,
I'm straight on that.
Okay. I said, we gonna have to get my boy in a space where it don't matter what room he in, what streets he walk. He say relaxed room. Everybody know, oh, that's the spot. So
exactly. And guess what? It still makes good content. People like that real raw. If I sat there and posted all the good times, people kind of get tired of that. That's why I posted so. And a lot of people don't know. This week, my smoke shop got broken into. This 2 days ago, my smoke shop got broken into. And it cannot, and we've lost a few thousand dollars. And they went into the relax room and took money out the register, did the whole thing. But guess what? Like, your cards are your cards. The cards you dealt are the cards you dealt. And it's how you respond and react. And you, again, I can't tell you from the conversations I've had today, I can't tell you how much other people were inspired by my positive outlook on the situation. I could never, let me know where they at. I'm gonna do this to them. I'm gonna do that to them. I'm a serial entrepreneur. If I go do something to somebody right now and my name is making bells, that you know they won't be able to wait to put Grady or have my picture. Like, let me tell you about this guy right here. Man, you know what I'm saying?
Mike Bernardo. Now,
Mike, there you go. Jealous. So,
yeah.
Great mm-hmm. So, board. Yeah. So, you know, people will find comfort, motivation, and excitement in your response. And like it or not, like you're changing people's tone, their vibe, and their thought process at home. Because it's like, when you see, it's not me that you like so much, as my discipline over the years. It's not too much about who I am. If nothing that I'm saying would mean anything had I not have the track record that I have right now, that you guys physically seen, touched, and able to walk through and hear stories about, right? It would mean nothing. But it's like, how did he do this? Through COVID, he grew. And again, let me back up. I don't have experience in any of these fields. I never owned a smoke shop, never had a family member in a smoke shop. I don't smoke and vape, all that, you know what I mean? So the ice cream, don't experience in the ice cream. And we've hand built every single business with me and my friends and some business partners. So we never hired anybody to do any of the work. So people will look at that. And for me, I was building a resume, right? So when people see that work, they say, man, this guy's worth a listen. And I spent 5 years getting to that point to being worth a listen to now start phase two, if that makes sense.
Listen, that takes definitely a great mindset. And I am excited to now be in a space that we can interact and have conversations and things of that nature. Before we close it out, man, we definitely want to make sure you shout out your businesses, where they're located at. It seems like you open 24/7, but obviously somebody can break in. So next business you're gonna start gonna be a security company.
I would not advise that happening moving forward.
Say less. So let the people know where you located at, so that way they can come.
Yeah. So the main, so the plaza, I'll give you the address to the relax room. The address is 1322 West Daugherty, Daugherty Road. It's in Lakeland, Florida, 33810. It's right by the Northside Walmart. The second entrance, not the main entrance off of 98. It's the second entrance, right by, you know, the second entrance to Walmart. My wife and I, we own from the relax room down. So again, we have the relax room, which is a zero gravity massage chair lounge. You get a full body massage without taking your clothes off. We got a smoke shop. So, you know, blunts, wraps, vapes, THC products, that whole spill, you know how that goes. We also have a lounge, hookah. We do car shows. We do a lot of different types of events in there. The barbershop, again, if you need a barber, I got barbers in there. It's called Island Star Barbershop. That shop's been there for 4 years now. I bought it 5 years ago. It used to be called New York Cuts. I changed it into Island Star Barbershop. And ice cream is called World of Cones. World of Cones ice cream. And we do custom cones, fresh cones every day. We serve Amish ice cream. And we are the only people inside of Lakeland, Florida who serve this specific ice cream. I wish I could take credit for making that good ice cream myself, but it's really that that Amish family that's taken us in as family and has really conducted really, really good business. And for us to have a product with so much value, you know, I feel honored to be able to do that in this area. Coaching and consulting. If you like any coaching or consulting, you can DM me on Instagram or Facebook. And you just type in Michael Norado. It'll pop right up. And that's about it. I will have my book dropping here shortly. I say, give me about a month. My book will drop. It'll be called Keep Pushing Forward. And it's a personal development book for you to take you from idea to action. And I just want people to know that you can do better if you execute more. And the it's limitless on how great you can be. So I just want to make you more effective and more efficient in your day-to-day operation. And through that efficiency and effectiveness, if I can free up 30% of your time, now you have 30% of your time of free, I would say free clear space, decluttered mind to be able to test those ideas that you and the wife had or you've always wanted to try. And that way you're not trying to create in a space of hecticness and I need to pay this bill. So I got to make a business right now that's going to make this money. So that's what we do, personal development. And we just going to keep pushing forward.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So listen, everybody, Michael told y'all how to catch him.
How many people you got listening right now? Can you see?
It keeps jumping.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
No, you can't see because he's on what, four platforms?
I'm on like four different platforms. So I can see what's going on one.
I'll tell you what. So and you guys air this like after, however.
It's airing right now.
So,
airing now.
All right. Yeah. So I'm gonna tell you right now. So everybody who listened to this, all you gotta do is just screenshot, mention this podcast or screenshot and just bring it to me. My wife and I are we work 6 days a week in the relax room. I'm gonna just give you all a free 30-minute session. We just gonna give, and I'm gonna just keep pushing the giving on their face because this couple is awesome and amazing, and I respect them, and I love what they're doing and the vision that they have for their followers and everything else. So, free 30 minutes. All you gotta do is just mention this podcast, show up, call, give us a call. Hey, I seen this on the podcast, and we'll honor it, and that'll be our way to get more people in, and just to show them they'll be able to. Once you come to the plaza, you'll be able to see everything else and experience everything and kind of see what's going on. So I kind of want to just give that treat since I'm not able to give out my book right now. I'll give that.
Yep. Go up there. Say Boss Fest.
That's
all you got to do. Boss Fest. We'll put you right in.
On the Boss Fest podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I want to experience the relax room. I promise you, you will not be disappointed with the relax room experience. That bit had me and my wife in there snoring hard, like mouth open.
No, hold on now.
Whoa. She said, don't put her in that.
She was better.
Yeah,
I might have been asleep. I don't know if I was.
I was like, "Is that me?" As hard as but I was like, "But I'm awake right now."
I witnessed some things, but I ain't gonna put y'all business out there like that. So,
say less. He ain't gonna put our business out there like that. He witnessed some things.
Mm-hmm. I went to go check on y'all time, so you know.
Listen, man, definitely thank you. We thank you for joining us on the Boss Fest podcast.
For sure, definitely.
People out there listening, man, you know the Boss Fest. Is more than just a podcast. It's a networking community. We have our annual Boss Fest event going down in Tampa, Florida, October 6th.
I'm there.
And we're going to have people on the stage giving game, just like how you hear Mike now giving game about entrepreneurship, creativity, marketing, event-based, social media. So these are the type of rooms when you hear our conversations, people like, man, what type of rooms are you in? What type of knowledge are you getting? Mm-hmm. These are the type of rooms that we trying to create in our community so that way we can build that relationship. So that's why we encouraging everybody. We doing this. We learning this as we go. We're not
absolutely
anything. But we are going to become the masters of this. And once we become the masters of it, then we can definitely charge that price and that service and lock that in.
There you go.
But while we're becoming the masters, we want to teach up along the way. Because my wife, you know, she's a giving person. I'm not. I told her 1,000 times, I am not reaching back. You know, people like, oh, man, you made it here. Who you going to pull up? I'm going to tell you, nobody. because I told us let's walk together. You looked at me crazy, turned around. Why am I now finna stop my success or my progress? But that's just me. My wife, she different. She might talk me out of that. But listen, Boss Fest, it going down October 6th, Tampa, Florida, at the Embassy, right off 60. It's going to be live. We're going to do a ticket lunch party next week with the website. So we definitely want everybody to take advantage of those ticket sales, those early ticket sales, those early price deductions. Because, you know, as you get closer to the event, the price goes to where it needs to be. But those people who take advantage of opportunities early, listen, you already locked in. So we want to thank Michael for joining the podcast, Bae. Is there anything you want to say, close us out with?
I mean, just talk so slow. So
I talk slow.
It just felt like it was taking a long time.
I love it. I love it. I love it. My wife do the same thing. Don't worry about it, bro. My wife do the same thing. They be the first one to sell you out. It's all good, though. It's all love.
It's all love. Go ahead, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You talking so slow. You're not even talking.
Boss Fest tickets going to sell on Friday the 19th. So join us for our ticket launch party. You'll see the event go live on Facebook here shortly. It's going to be a whole vibe. We'll be giving out some tickets. As Kevin said, Boss Fest this year will be packed full of amazing speakers and tons of gems. And then catch me tomorrow on the This, That, and the Other podcast. It's going to be live.
Yeah. Catch her selling me out tomorrow on the This, That, and the Other podcast. It's going to be an event. We see if we stay married after
I that. Now see why you talk slow, because you hear yourself twice. I hear myself twice. Anyway, tomorrow is going down with the fellas. Check me out. I may or may not sell Kevin out. Either way, it's going to be a vibe. Catch us on Friday for the ticket launch party for Boss Fest. We're giving out tickets. We got people running through. It's just going to be awesome. So that's what we got going on.
All right, everybody. Thank you again for joining us on the Boss Fest podcast. And as always, catch us every Wednesday, 7 p.m. And we out.
Yes, sir. Peace. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you.